This is MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell, and we are joined by Sean Stellato, formerly of Salem, still here on the North Shore, author, filmmaker now, agent, and whatever. Sean, welcome. Great to be talking with you.
Bill, great to talk to you. Thanks for having me on.
Sean, we got a bunch of things to talk about, and I think the latest thing here was your book, There's No Backing Down, which was the story of the 1994 Salem High football team, of which you were a member. And it's going to be sold at the Hall of Fame, at the NFL Hall of Fame.
Yeah, I'm super excited. It's actually the library. Extremely passionate about. I tell everybody it's my fifth child, and truly blessed to, obviously have it in a situation where, we can preserve the legacies of my teammates and my Coach Perrone.
You know, on the post, we have the trailer to the movie up there, and also we also have the book cover and so on. But what can you tell us about, the book that's come out a while ago now, but the movie? What's the update on the movie?
Yeah, the book came out 8 years ago. We're in the fourth edition. I retained Hollywood iconic screenwriter Angelo Pizzo, who wrote and produced Rudy, Hoosiers, and My All-American. So we're well into the rewrite and the polish, and excited to continue to move the ball down the field. This is going to happen. Hollywood's a slow-moving vehicle, so just got to get your ducks in order. But it's been validated by some of the biggest names in sports. Coach Bill Belichick, Doug Flutie, my boyhood idol, Ford. Adam Schefter, Rudy, Van Holt, Mike Lynch, so a lot of legends and incredible people. So I'm excited about that next chapter. I'm just trying to enjoy the journey. A lot of times we often, don't really enjoy the ups and the downs and just looking at that final destination. So I'm really learning a lot. Networks really increased drastically, and trying to get people on the bus to become great.
Well, Sean, I got a question. Who's going to be playing Ken Perrone, Coach Ken Perrone, and who'd play Sean Stellato in a movie?
Coach Perrone, I'd have to say, I love Al Pacino, obviously. He's getting a little older. Coach, Tom Hanks, Matt Damon, I think all those guys would be phenomenal. Coach Perrone's, who knows, maybe even The Rock, but those are, and for myself, it's going to have to be an accurate lefty, Bill, with a pretty strong accent, but I'm sure there's all these young guns out there. I'm still, hopefully the goal is to be a body double, Bill. Remember that off the back of my hand.
Yeah, you'll have an actor, but you could come in and do the stunts for them, I'm sure, right?
I would love to.
Hey, Sean, I got to ask you about that season. I covered that season for WESX Radio. It was there was a lot of emotions. That was probably the most emotional football season ever, I think. And so it's great to capture it in a book and now a film. But as a player, what are you thinking about? I mean, you're a high school athlete, and there's a lot swirling around there, being put on you guys.
Yeah, it was. We grew up quick, Bill. I think what I learned at 16 years old, prepared me for the rest of my life, especially what I do today as a sports agent. It's just, as the years go past, I have even more gratitude for Coach Perrone, my teammates, the heroic acts he showed in staying with us. I mean, we're kids. All we wanted to do was, fulfill our dream and do something that not a lot of teams have done, in terms of, get to the Super Bowl and try to win it. But to be able to learn, go through those speed bumps, grow up fast, and really just come together as a family. Because Coach was like a father figure to a lot of the players, a lot of the kids. Had my teammates Elvin Rodriguez, Manuel De Pena. I mean, they grew up single parents. And he was really a kind of a father figure. Coach Marculia was phenomenal. I mean, I still remember his intensity. But it was lessons, and I think everything you dream of as a kid, maybe not the whole political fiasco, but the final seconds, the big crowds, probability of that happening, I don't know what it is statistically, but we got to walk that walk, and it's prepared, I think, myself, I know my teammates, for the challenges we face in this journey of life. And I'm just fortunate that, you know, I had a chance to play for Coach because he was a player's coach. And I tell everybody, he was like a first-generation Bill Belichick. He was prepared, organized, he won, and had a ton of passion.
Yeah, he was well organized, incredibly well organized, probably a great time manager. But I got to ask you about this. Some folks may not remember this or know this, but the coaches were not allowed to travel over on the bus on that huge game over in Swampscott during the year. And but the players went over on a bus. So what was that like doing that and then walking off of that bus and seeing that huge crowd in Swampscott that Saturday afternoon?
You know, it was almost surreal. We get to the school, and we have a police escort. There's motorcycles, you know, cops that are, and it was kind of the point where you almost, you know, those type of crowds only really happen on Thanksgiving. So to be able to go through it in 70-plus days, the temperature was a picture-perfect day. It was the national game of the week on Sports Channel. I mean, every major writer, you know, was there pacing the sidelines. The mayor's there, you know, with bodyguards. It was one of those things where it was just like, almost like it's hard to believe unless you were there. And then going up against, you know, Swampscott was heavily favored to win that game. And then to see our coaches run out of them, because we really weren't sure, Bill, if they 100% were going to be allowed to, you know, even coach us. We didn't know, I mean, in terms of, as kids, you know, in terms of the intricacies of the CBA and, you know, the legal aspect of things. So when they kind of got off those ran out of the vans and they ran out arm locked, it was like, wow. I knew right then we were losing this football game. Yeah. We were too dialed in, and it was just a surreal moment. It was magical. It's things you dream of as a kid to be able to play in those situations. I cherish that day. That 11/5/94 is enshrined in my heart.
Yeah, yeah. Now, hey, one last one on that game, just on that season, not just the last question here, but what did you guys wrap up the title in Winthrop? Was that the big game at the end of the year?
No. So we ended up, Swampscott was heavily favored, beat them. Then Winthrop, we went in, and a lot of people don't know this. Mike Arruzione's brother-in-law was Tony Purcell, the head coach.
Right.
You know, Mike was in that end zone when I threw the pass to the Pena with 4 seconds, no time left. But that did not solidify it because we still needed to. Beverly was 8-1 in conference, so we still needed to beat Beverly on Thanksgiving Day. And if we were to lose that game, then it would have went to Swampscott. And if Swampscott was to lose, so the ramifications for that game was still. But we were still striking. The teachers were still striking through the Winthrop game.
Yeah. Okay, because we were doing another game that night, and we had a phone report live with that touchdown pass, and that just stands out in my mind. So, yeah, from Winthrop, yeah. So,
hey, go ahead, Sean, yeah.
No, that was a special day. Coincidentally, my daughter was born on that same date, 11/12, years later. So that is a memorable day we celebrate. A lot of nostalgia from that day.
Yeah, so you bring out a cake and just say, oh, yeah, that's for you too, my dear. Yeah, yeah.
Yep.
You can share on that too. Why not? Yeah.
Definitely.
Hey, tell us about the other aspect. I mean, is there anything else about the book that season that you want to share with us before I jump to a couple of other things?
You know, Salem does a great job preserving the legacy of the falsely accused witnesses that were executed. I should say my duty as the quarterback preserved the legacies of a lot of special people in my life that played made all that possible, and I'm so driven and so motivated and so I have so much gratitude in my heart for our coaches, our team, for the city. We got such a backing from the city of Salem. I mean, we had a rally the night before that Swampscott game, and thousands showed up in the Salem Commons. So I just think, you know, anybody that has dreams, goals, no matter what age or where you're at, I think that it'll resonate with anyone because there's, you know, I think I'd challenge any sports story ever written to find characters this colorful and have elements that will strike a chord with everyone that reads this book. But I'm passionate about it, and I'm know, it's my, like I said, it's like my fifth child, and we're going to see this thing through.
Well, you know, you're right, because, you know, when I think back at that, you know, you think, oh, a book about that season? Yeah, I guess it really does warrant that. That's no doubt about it. Hey, I want to ask you about, you've been involved with a football camp, you know, in Salem over the years, maybe an update on that. And also, just update our listeners on your role and what you're doing as a sports agent now.
Yeah, definitely. It's the All-American Fundamental Showcase. I was able to actually bring it back to Salem. We established it in 2008, and it's more of a skills to tutor role, fundamental camp for kids. I've always been passionate about kids, you know, being a dad of four. And just really, I've been blessed to be around so many, you know, talented football players and some of the top executives in the game. And to be able to run into my home city to give back, to pave the way for that next generation, and to give a lot of these kids hope that, you know, I was a 5'9" underdog, and, you know, a lot of people might have wrote me off in terms of wanting to play Division I football and playing pro football in the Arena League, and even what I do now. But I really, I'm fortunate to do it. Any kid that, you know, whether you're a non-football player or a football player, you're going to be able to get coached up by, you know, the pros and really develop fundamentals up, because let's face it, a lot of combine work you're going to have to learn if you want to continue the journey as a player. And then just from a technical standpoint. So it's a day that I'm very passionate about. We're going to continue to run it, and it was just to do it this year in Salem was just extra special. As a sports agent, I just had my 9-year anniversary, my own company, been in the business, I've been in the game for 17 years. It's kind of like everyone asks, what's it like? I said, have you seen Jerry Maguire? I said, put it on steroids. It's very up and down. It's been glamorous, you know, representing 19 world champions, but the same token, it's such a cutthroat business. You know, the injury component is obviously you hold your breath. I've had a second and third round pick. A couple of executives I represent as well. Super excited, EJ Perry. You know, got a local, you know, local young man who was a hell of a quarterback out here, and he's going to start tomorrow for the Jaguars in their season final. He fought to Melifano as a third round pick with the Lions. He's from Grafton, and just have a lot of, you know, have a lot of clients that just very talented, high character guys, and very fortunate to represent them. And we're all on the same mission. We're all eat, sleep, and drink it. But it's great for the area because we got so much passion up here, Bill. You go from the tradition of everywhere I've been. Like, there's nowhere in the country that has pride tradition like Massachusetts with Thanksgiving and how we preserve this thing for the years. And I'm fortunate to really, football has been part of my life for 38 years. You know, as a player for 20, and then staying close to the game as an agent. So I'm very blessed to be doing what I'm doing. But it's never a dull moment. Let's say that.
Well, Sean, I'll tell you, if I had you to represent me, I still don't think I'd be earning any more money with this MSO New Sports. But anyways. I mean, even with your great success and track record, I'm still not thinking you're going to pull anything off for me here. But
no. You know, you never know. I gotta look at. We gotta check out what the market value is still first, and who knows? I'm sure we can get a couple concessions met. But
well, that assessment will not take a long time, I don't think, Sean.
Great work, man. I've always appreciated WSX as a kid listening. It was almost like the. Like a Johnny Moe sensation for high school football. So I appreciate your work through the years as well.
Oh, that's nice of you to say. Well, Sean, thanks so much for your time. Hopefully we can talk again sooner. And we got everything up on the site, all kinds of links and different things. But, again, thanks for your time, and we'll hopefully talk again soon.
Yeah, and social media too, Bill. If anyone wants to follow, it's just at Sean Stellato on Twitter or at Sean Stellato SES on Instagram. And I have one other special video I'm going to send you when we hang up pertaining to the Winthrop game. It will bring a smile to your face.
I'd love that. All right, great. And we'll get that up. All right, Sean Stellato, thanks so much for joining us.
All the best, Bill. My pleasure.
Yep. Take care. And I'm Bill Newell on MSONewsSports.com.